תושמע, ישראל וגר שרויים במגור האחס. You have a yid and a ger that were living in one megure. The Rashi, Yisrael veger gasina. Ger, Rashi says, ger shemeis, ve'ein lo yorshim hamachzik benachosov zochobah. They were living in one megure. So Rashi says, megure goyren hu. They were living in a goyren. וחולות בחדורים, in the goyren had different rooms, בואי לחולכות פסחי בחוצה ואויסכן זה על זה. The Ritva wants to say that a מגורי is a חוצה רחס, מלושן ארץ מגוריהם. And since he's a girl, so חפתן a לושן of מגורי. The Miri says, שכונה אחת. Yeah, but that's not the עיקר סוגיה. ומייס גר. Now, the ger was ma'arev with the Yisrael, umeis ger. Mi ba'oid yoin, and he died erev Shabbos. So, state in the Baraisa, a very difficult lotion in the Baraisa. Afal pi she'herzik Yisrael achar b'nechosa. Even though a Yisrael was marzik b'nechosa, and this Yisrael was not ma'arev, oisa, it will also. So the Loshan Afalpi is very schwer. Chayit should have said, Im herzik Yisrael acha b'nechos of Oysa. Not Afalpi sheherzik. So Trashi Afalpi sheherzik, lakamem porich, my Afalpi sheherzik. Oysa, hamarzik al hado. So now you have someone else living in the chotza. They weren't ma'arif. So now the door will not be able to be metaltal from his cheder to the chotza. That is if the ger was nifta mi boidyoin, mi shechasheicho. What is if the ger was nifta after it became Shabbos already, mi shechasheicho zektarashi shekvar kono heirev. Afalpi shaloi herzik Yisrael achar, even though another yid was not marzik, einai oisa. So he doesn't answer. Afalpi, zaktrashi porich lekamon, this also doesn't make sense. Even though he wasn't marzik, he doesn't oisa. And the Rishash puts a pintle after this lekamon. So we don't understand the Lashonis. So now the Gemara is going to be Moiran the Lashonis. Ho gufe kash. Amret mi ba'oid yoin. If the ger died mi ba'oid yoin. Af al pi sheherzik. Even though he was marzik ki yasa. Oba, vos weistach azay. Veloi mi boi ki loi herzik. If he wasn't marzik, he would zicher asa. Now, even though he was marzik, benichsei ager, he also asas. Adarabe. Ki loy herzik, loy osa. Fakert, not afal pi sheherzik. Im herzik. Fakert, if he wasn't marzik, he wouldn't asas. Zutrashi, ki loy herzik, have a leized do yochit. So if he wouldn't be marzik, so you have one yid that's living there alone, the whole chotza was Yisrael veger. Siki loy herzik havalei zeh do yochit, veleke do osalei. Vahai do osar mishum de herziku. Vahochi boi leile misnei. Im herzik Yisrael acha binechos avaisa. So what's the afal pi sheherzik? Omar av pope eimo afal pi sheloy herzik. Vatake geuse, the davgeure sein, Af al pi sheloy herzik. Frag de gemore. Af al pi sheherzik toni. It says in the Barais, af al pi sheherzik. So one of the Rishonim says that such a grace on an af al pi it should say af al pi sheherzik, and you're saying af al pi sheloy herzik. So that grace, we don't say chsuri merzere. Af al pi sheherzik toni. And be emesin, af al pi sheloy herzik is also schwer. So that also doesn't make sense. If he wasn't machzik, so it can't be osa. It's a good afalpi. But the halacha doesn't make sense. Hachikoma. So the Gemara says no. Afalpi shaloi herzik mi ba'oidyoin. That's the chiddush. The chiddush is, even though he wasn't machzik mi ba'oidyoin, the person who was marzik b'nichsei hager was marzik mishach sheicha. Avokivin da'av olay laharzik miba'oidyoim, since he could have been marzik miba'oidyoim. The ger died miba'oidyoim, and he's oimed to be marzik miba'oidyoim oisel. So he asks. Now let us see Rashi. He wasn't marzik right away. And he waited. So we have here a rishus hager, that is hefker. And there's a person here that's interested in being marzik. And Kolzman was miboidyoim, Kolzman was ben hashmoshes, he wasn't marzik. He waited till night and then he was marzik. This chotzer was mutter. Betiltol betchilas haShabbos oisa k'dem aforish lekamot. He still asks. Ho yol v'ho yol loy koyach laharzik bo mi ba'id yoyim im yirtze. Since mi ba'id yoyim, he was bekoyach to be marzik. Nimtzeis rishus zet tluya v'imedes. So this rishus is tluya v'imedes. Loy have a huta lemikzah Shabbos. So it's not called Huta LeMikzah Shabbos. Nachsur Mirabi Kiveger says that this Indian of Tluya Vaimedis means like this, that halacha, that if it's Huta B'Tchilas HaShabbos, is Huta Kol HaShabbos, that means if it was Mitchile, it was Oimit to be Muta the whole Shabbos. And then something occurred that was Mishana the Matzib. So now Adab Poyel is only Mutter Tchilas HaShabbos. For example, we had before that there was a Pesach Bein Beis Chatzeres V'Irvu. So it was Oymed to be Mutter the whole Shabbos. Then something occurred. So since it was Oymed to be Mutter the whole Shabbos, so even though later something occurred, the Heter remained. But here, if you have a rishus of a ger, and you have someone that's oimit to be koine, wants to be koine. So here wasn't oimit to be mutter the whole Shabbos. Okay? That's not called something else. It was oimit to be mutter, something was neschadish. Okay? The rishus of a ger was oimit to be nikne in Shabbos. So memele, here there's no din of given shehuta lemitzah Shabbos, huta lechola Shabbos. Frekt Rabbi Kiveger, how can you say it's not oimid, it was oimid that he should be koine? You're not allowed to make a kinyan in Shabbos. How can you say it's oimid? It's not oimid. So Rabbi Kiveger, it brings a raya from our Gemara that it's permissible to be koine min a hefker. The whole Isser Kinyin is Davke if there's a transaction between two people. Then Chazal Vagoyza, you're not allowed to make a Kinyin. But to be Zoychem in a Hefke, there's no Isser. So Memela, so that is Pshat in the Reish. It's a Av or Pi Sheherzik. Hochi Koma. So let's see Harashi Vataychus. Hochi Koma. Vachasuri Mechseret. So it's missing words. Vahai Av or Pi Asheloi Herzikoi. Afalpi, we're missing two words. Shaloi herzik. Ahai herzik diktoni. Hoyoloi laharzik. Afalpi shaloi herzik. But since it's hoyoloi laharzik, it was oimit to be marzik, even though he wasn't marzik bepoil, but since it was oimit to be marzik, so if he was marzik, so there's no halacha of Shabbos Utra Mikzos Utra Kulam. That's our Popes Epshot. Now, as the Gemara, let's see the Sefer. אלא מי שחשייכו אבל יש לך לגבי משה כבדו יהיה מי שחשייכו צס וייטרן דברייס מי שחשייכו if the girl was nifta מי שחשייכו אף על פי שלא יהרזיק ישראל אחר אין היועס אף על פי שלא יהרזיק ישראל אחר ולא אם יבואי כי הרזיק אבל וייס זה במרזיק וצריך בימות אדרבה כי הרזיק עושה Now, ki herzik osar is not so poshet rata isteritve. Because he was, here lecher, if the goy was nifter already at night, so here we say, hutra mitzoso, hutra kol shabbos. But the gemara means, if there's a svore ta'asar, the svore is by herzik, not by loy herzik. So you shouldn't say, afal pi she loy herzik. Amar av popa, eima afal pi she herzik. So we should be afal pi sheherzik. Even though it was herzik, it's still mutter. But since the eire was chal bein hashmoshes, so memele, so many it's huto kol shabbos. Frek de gemore va afal pi sheloi herzik toni, lemaise shteitach loi herzik, hochi koma. Afal pi sheherzik mi shecheshecho, Even the loy havele laharzik mi boy joim, since bein hashmoshes it wasn't oimit to be marzik, einay ois, let us see Rashi. Eima afal pi sheherzik, einay oisa, hoyil vuhuta le mikzu shabbos. Since when he was muta le mikzu shabbos, hochi komach, suri mechse, vahai afal pi asheherzikoi. ושלוי הרזיק דקטוני, אוכי כמה, ולוי הוי אלוי להרזיק מבוי דיוים, סינסי, דבוזן אוי מטבי מהרזיק מבוי דיוים, שלוי הוי שרישוס הוא תלוי בין השמושס, בין השמושס, it wasn't a רישוס that was אוי מט to become אוסר, אלא מורזקס לגר, אם הוי איזה בו להרזיק, לוי הוי יאוכל, is heta hoye bala mikzu shabbos veine oiso. So this is called the wasuta la mikzu shabbos. So even though he was lamaisa marzik in shabbos, but it doesn't ask. Now what's this negeya to us? So now the Gemara is going to go back on the first halach. Ktani mi yis reish. The reish said, reish oiso. It says that even though he wasn't marzik mi boi joim, he was marzik mi shech sheicha, since the ger died mi boi joim, there's no din of hutra b'miktas ha-shabbos, so memele, so he asks. That's what it says, he asks. Amai oiser nevato, why does this marzik b'nichsei hager asa, let him be bevato? So the Gemara tells, so if you hold, if Rav Nachman holds, that a yoirish can be mevato, because yoirish kare davue, so who adin, a marzik b'nichsei hager, could also be mevato, it's also kare the ger. So Memesin Lachaira, we could be Mechalik. So there's a Taisus on Baf Einam at base. Toshma Yisrael v'ger kosova rogve, the Mikoyach hager choshiv kama yoyrish. That the vote of Kare Davue is not only if I took over his Nechosim to Yerusha. No, even though I took over his nechosim eistis through Kinyan, it's also I have the koiches of the Bailam HaRishayim. Dilavochi lekoshim, midilav nachman. So that is pshat in the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, in fact, the Gemara oisar, amai oisar nevatu, let him be mevatu. Why does it say he asks behechlet? And for the Gemara, my oisa diktoni atsha yevatel. That what it says in the Berais, that asas doesn't mean that asas lechalutim. That means he asas till will be mevatel. If it'll be mevatel, so then it'll help taka. The Berais isn't going in that nekuda. The Berais is just telling us al kaponim that what he's marzah benichse yager makes problems. If you wait to start to solve the problems, ain't a chanami. Rav Yochanan Omar Masnise Moni Beshamay. Rav Yochanan wants to fend for this Barais and the previous Barais. So we asked Akasha, why did it say, oi, so let him be Mevatel? It's going according to Beshamay. The Omri ain't bitul Rishus Beshabbos. They hold the Bechlod is no din bitul Rishus Beshabbos. So Mamela, not allowed to be Mevatel Rishus. So Mamela, so that what it says in the Barais Oyser is Taka Behechlet. He says, according to Beis Shammai, you won't have a Shaila Bechlal about a Yerush Eistis, because, even a Balachotza can't be Bevatel in Shabbos. This Nan, me Emesai, Noisne Rishus, Beis Shammai, Oimri, me Boidjoim, Beisilo, Oimri, me Shetechsha. So Mamela, Rabbi Yechna wanted to say, could be Oyser means, Dafke, and it's going according to Beis Shammai. Zogt Rashi, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Hani Tarti Masnise Basrei Sedomri Yerish Oyser Beis Shammai. Period. Zogt the Gemara weiter. Omar Ule Mai Taime de Beis Hillel. What is the Svara of Beis Hillel that one can be Mevato Mishetechshach? What's bothered them? What's schwer in Beis Hillel? So we'll see later in the sugya, because Ula held that l'chayre the time of Beis Shammai is you cannot be mevatel in Shabbos because it's like kinyonim, it's mekach, it's dumi de mekach memke. Mikne reshusa be Shabbos is also you can't be makne your reshus that you have in Shabbos. So memele, so Ula said my time at the Beis Hillel. What's taka the svar of Beis Hillel? Nase ka'oimer klach etzel yofes. So he said, Beis Hillel holds that when he's mevatel in Shabbos, it's not, doesn't fall into the category of mikne rishuse. No, it's ka'oimer klach etzel yofes. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi klach etzel yofes. Gabi toirim eshel chaveiroi shaloi midas. We learned in Bob Metzia that a person was Toirim Shol Chaveiroi Shaloi Midas. He was Mafrish Trume for him. Tanya, so it says as follows. Bo Bala Bayis and Mitzoy Shu Toirim. Bo Oma Loi Klach Eitzel Yofis. And he told him, he's in the middle of being Toirim, and he tells him you should have taken the better ones. Im Yesh Lo Yofis Mehem. So if Taka he has a better grade, is, so what he was mafresh till now, trumosei trum, the goli adaite, the nechele. He was megale das, that he was neche in what he was doing. He didn't say it sarcastically. He means, taki, you should have taken better ones. Va omrinon kiman de shovye shliach mi korido. That means, that since I see now, that he's zufrieden with what I'm doing, so memele, so we consider, so even though before he was unaware that I'm doing it for him, and before there was no gilui das that he wants I should be his shliach, afal pikein, since hechiach soifei al tchilosei, but from his actions now, I see that he's sefriden with what he, that what he was mafresh truma for him, so it's keman de shav yeshliach mi koredami. So whatever he did before, I reckon ki ilu was done bishlichusoy. That is the lomdus of klach etzel yofis. Hochinami, kiven de botel hashtem. Since this person was mevatel now his reshus and Shabbos. Goli daite de meikore bishiryuso nechele. So it's megale das, that before he was also niche with the heter, ele she shochach velo yire, vloi ha velo yaknuye rishusa bishabes. So here we have to understand what is the dimyan to klachei tlu yofis, mein shmit leitzo har sina. Zok the Ritve, so the Ritve says like this, Shebitel lehem reshusoy. When he was, Rashi says he's megaladas that he was niche with the heter. why wasn't he married? Sheshochach loy. Sogt der Ritva zoi, kshebito lahem rishusoi, goli daitei, denechelei be'erev she'osu. He was megale das, that he's tefriden. Now, what happened now? What do we see now from his actions? He's now mevatel his rishus to them. So what does this spell out? This spells out, Rabbi say, I want you to be metaltel. I won't be able to be metaltel, but I want you to be metaltel. That is the message we get from his bit. Now, if we say we messages work retroactively, just like Klachetzel Yofes, so we understand before he also wanted this. It was said now, but I could use this Gilui Das from before also. So Memele, so we'll use this message also retroactively, that the Nechele Be'erev She'osu, he's Niche in the Erev that they made them, because he wants them to be able to be Metalpo. That's what he's doing now. U'che'ilu Osu'u B'shlichusei Domi. That just like it was done when they made the Erev, it was done Bishlichusoi. Ligabe ho shelo yeser aleihem, that he shouldn't aser on them. So these few words are difficult to understand. So we assume that the Erev that was done then was done Bishlichusoi shelo yeser aleihem. The Magia, Rav Simcha Brody, on the Chedusha Meiri, wants to say pshat on the Ritzvah as follows. Be'erev iketarti. In every Erev, there are two chalokim. Shemakne lekulam dirosoi, v'chein koine diras acherem. Like, there's two chalokim to an Erev, like this. Each one has a chalik in the chotzah, so they're makne, they're chalik, but I don't want to have, and we're all living by you, we all have one chalik. So there's a hakno and a kinyan. So what did he do now? Now he was makne his chalik in the chotzah. He's not dull with them, but al kaponim, he's being makne his chalik in the chotzah. So that pu'ule, what he's doing now, so we consider ke'ilu, he made them shluchim to do that before for him. That means when they were in the process of making an Erev, each person was makne their chelik to the common cause. Now there's only one door in the chotzer. So each one was makne their chelik. There's only one door. So it's ke'ilu, he made them a shliach to be makne his chelik also. So memele, to be koine, that he didn't do, but because he didn't do that now either. But al koponim, the chelik hakno, which was done then, through all the mishtatvim and the erev, sahem agili das, that he made them a shliach to do that for him then, to be makne his chelik. I mean, niyach ha'erev nasa shliach b'madahavi l'toivoson u'l'tzolchon. So that's how he wants to say pshat in the Ritva. That's l'cheire, the Ritva's pshat in Rashi. The mikore b'shiyuso neichelei, that he wanted that they should be muta. Elo sheshochem l'irev, v'leihavu l'yaknu yirishusa b'shabbos. So Ule is telling us now that the bittel be'emison is not a chalois now. It doesn't work now. He's not makna anything now. But from his actions of bittel, I see what his rotzen is. From a mele, the chalois hakno is lemaisa was chal already miboyyoy when they made the eire. That's ulish tiktoire. Agavulche, the rishash says, according to Ula, the way Ula learned pshat, so a yoyrish won't be able to be mevatel. Because the whole longness of a Yerish being able to mevatel is that you have a gili das that made you a shliach then to be makna my chelik. A Yerish never had a chelik before. So in the Hanami, according to Ula, a Yerish won't be able to be mevatel. Omar Abaye, at Abaye gefragt Ule, meis nochi b'shabes, meiklach etzel yofesike, fragt er, what will be? Bei Meis noch I b'Shabbes halftach eichet bittel, where did he have their klachetzel yofes? There they didn't make an Erev Erev Shabbos. Bishloim, if they, whenever they made an Erev Erev Shabbos, so you said that in that process of Aknos Rishus, he made them a shliach to be Magnus Chelek also. But bei Meis noch I b'Shabbes, they didn't do anything before Shabbos. So Memeile, where did he have their klachetzel yofes? They couldn't do anything, wouldn't help. The guy was the Al-Kaponim, they didn't do, they couldn't do. The Ritva says, the Osam lay irvu mi boigim, that they weren't married. So Memeila, Elo hoche, so Abaye disagrees with Ula, Elo hoche behoke miflegi. The Beisham, I sovri bitl rishus, mikne rishusu. Beisham, I old bitl rishus, is a hakno, or mikne rishus, a bishabis osa. It's also like all Mekachememka. Ibisilo Sovri is Taluke Rishusa Baalmu. It's not a hakno, it's a siluk. Bistaluki Rishusa Bishabe Shapodom. So the Chidush HaMeiri says, we had mentioned before we had mentioned that there's an Indian of Mevatel Rishus, there's a din of Noisen Rishus, and that all of a sudden everything is Istaluki Rishus. So the Miri says, Istaluki, Ben she yehei bitl rishus, Ben she tehei nesines rishus, everything is Istaluki. The nesine ru'ua sagi, this is not a real nesine, there's no maise kinyan, there's nothing. So memele, it's only a process of nesine. Maybe that's the tzuras advorim, or the accomplishment is siluk. So memele of the accomplishment is siluk, So therefore there's Mutter B'Shabbos. The Ritva is Ma'oirer, that what is the Svara of Beishamai? Beishamai says, Mikne Rishus B'Shabbos Osa. Frekta, even though it's Letzoyrech Erev, I mean, it's that Samazo, you make the Rishus in order that the Erev should be able to work. Sheyesh by Tzoyrech Shabbos, Afal Pikein, you see from the Gemara that it's also. He says, a hakno le Tzoyrech Erev, Sheyesh by Tzoyrech Shabbos is also. It mentioned once a Mogen Avrom that you're allowed to give a matona le Tzoyrech Shabbos. Well, Kuponim here, this is le Tzoyrech Erev, Sheyesh by Tzoyrech Shabbos. It's not a psazoi, perhaps maybe a little indirect. Now, that what the Gemara says, Istaluki is Mutter, so the Ritva is Mesupik, what is Pshat na Gemara? So first he's Metzadet to say that Istaluki Rishus, is that doesn't fall into the Gzeira Mekach HaMemker. L'mayin Afkemina, a person can be Moichel Achoyiv in Shabbos. The Mechila is only Yisiluk. Then he says, could be it's Norai. He says, the whole Gemara that says Istaluki is Mutter could be Bavke L'Tzoyrech Erev. That means even though the Tzoyrech Erev, which is a Tzoyrech Shabbos, there's no heter of to be Matne Rishus, but there is a heter of Silek Rishus. Umikne Rishusa b'Shabbos osa, zogt Rashi d'domi l'mekech memke. Zogt Tosfos. Klach etzel Yofes, Perish Rashi, tach sheyesh lo Yofes mehem goli daite d'neichalei. Vav keman v'shav yeshliach mekoredo. Ve'ein lahakshis lepirusha imahod amuki lo bereish elu metziyiz. Kegoin v'shav yeshliach. The Gemara in Bob Metziyiz says l'maisa there they're speaking about, not that he hadn't made him a shliach. You have to say zicha made him a shliach. This is as atem gam atem. Ma'atem l'daitchem av shluchachem l'daitchem. That l'gavi afroshes trume, they cannot be afroshe without das bailem. So what is Rashi saying? We have a command to shav yishliach mikol. So Tosfos, hey, the shav yishliach litroim, the shav yishliach litroim in ayofes. Al zeh meforish bekuntres command to shav yishliach litroim in ayofes, domikim and the nimsa yofes mem. on the sug, on the oifen of hafroshe, that's what the Gemara means, commander shav yishliach. Tichdush yemiri lemaisa brings down a machlekes harishoinim, and the magi and the meiri is all mevaya. It's not so poshut if lafiya emes by trume you take a need, it's telling your sois in the Gemara there. If lafiya emes, you need shav yishliach. Taisus assumes you zicha need shav yishliach, and Taisus says that that sheet is Rashi also, but it could be, there's a sheet of Rishonim that lafi emes, you don't need shav yishliach on the etzem afroshe. Umikni rishuse b'shabes osar. The Gemara says, mikni rishuse is osar in Shabbos. Taime, the begitten bereish ha-zoyrik, abe yahush chiv mara, oma delikni lo duchte, the monach begitte. There was a Shchiv Merah that was a chash that he might be nifter in Shabbos. If he'd be nifter, his wife would be zokuk liyibim. So they said that she should be, the get was in a room. So the likni lo duchte, so he should be maknaha, the place, the monach begitte. The get was in a room, so he should be maknaha, that mokim, v'teizel I, v'teiched, v'tiftach, and she should go and make a kinya chazoke. Teiched, as she says, she should be seiker, the devilus. Noel, God, that's Noel, locking the door. So that is a kinyan on the cheder, and with that, she'll be kinda the get. Rashi says, alts kinyan agav, Teisver says, alts kinyan chotzer, if not, gitach mi al gabi karke is a gitten problem. But al kalponim, the Gemara says over there that she got giget to that she was marzik in the manol of the delis, and she made a chazok in that room, and she was kind of that room. V'shabes ha'isa, kedi isa osa. So you see that you're allowed to make a kinyan in Shabbos. V'yesh loyme, emphatizes the Shchiv Mera hitiru. Not you're allowed to make a kinyan. For a Shchiv Mera, they were matter to make a kinyan. Shlei titroi v'daitai olo. Let us see the Girsas HaMashal. Kedemrine bepeik mishemeis. Koine mishchiv mera afilu b'shabes. Afilu b'shabes. That you're allowed to be koine from a Shchiv Mera afilu b'shabes. V'lo ilocha shal divrei Abeleze. That we're koine from a Shchiv Mera is not because we hold like Abeleze, the boy kinyan, there's a machloikis. Rabbelezer and the Chachamim, if you say divrei Shchiv Mera kichsuvim mesurim domi, that you don't need a maise kinyan. Rabbelezer, you do need a maise kinyan. So the Gemara says you make a kinyan in Shabbos. Why do you make a kinyan in Shabbos? Not because we hold that divrei Shchiv Mera is not sufficient. We hold like Rabbelezer. Elosh leitit rev daitoi. Shalaitit rev daitoi. The reason you make a kinyan is not that the kinyan should help, because it helps even without the kinyan. The reason we make a kinyan is shalaitit rev daitoi. If he's afraid to go make a kinyan, it won't be kindness. That's why make a kinyan in Shabbos. So you see, you saw it from a Gemara in Mishemeis that by a shchiv mera shalaitit rev daitoi we make a kinyan. So memeilu zektais v'es does eichet ezel bezach. That this Gemara, the Shchiv Mera wanted that his wife should be Megereshes. And the only way she could be Megereshes is to making a kinyan in this room where the get was. And Memela, that's why they were Mata Shleitit Rav Daita. Zaktais ve'ein loim, and no, maybe Alamdin is going to say, no, that it's no raya from the Gemara Mishameis. The Davke kinyan shein nitzorichu deshori. Over there, you know why koinim b'shabes v'loy locha shal divrei Abeleazar, because faker, since there the kinyan really doesn't accomplish anything. Because laha locha divrei shchiv mera kichsuv mesurim domis, you don't need the maisa kinyan. So then there's a locha of koinim b'shabes. Kei depech mishameis, the b'loy kinyan koni kedo amar hosam, dein alochi ke Abeleazar. Aber, that does not verempfer, but it's not muchach that the heter is al shleitit rev daite. The heter is over there because there's no issa, because the kinyan doesn't accomplish anything. So Tais says, no, that's not pshat. The mashma osam di abo alochik rabbeleza koshkin da venichet feshe tzrich al hatir. It's not because we hold like rabbeleza. We hold like rabbeleza, we zicha would be matter. Och inami kala meichesh lamitre vasem la yochel agar shakir tzoynes. Here the same thing. There, the Gemara Mishmeis is speaking about akno. Here it's speaking about he wants to be megarisha, and the only way he could be megarisha is through being makna the cheder that the get is in. So memele. So we have this hetesh la titre of daita. And Taisa says, Teida, I'll bring you a raya. What do you want to prove? You want to prove that kinyonim is mutter. So Teida, I'll bring you a raya that zichet, this was only done because of a het of shleitit chev daite. The afaloi kinyon, forget about the kinyon, the chev, the iki isur legarish b'shabbis, now to be megarish. Kedisanya b'tesefta, dein mekachim e megarishim b'shabbis. So how are they allowed to be megarish? Alavadi b'shchiv meradav ki tiru shletit rev daita. Sheyorish yomis b'shabes. Vein eroi tzelam tam adochel. So vu adin di tiru nami kinyin. Vechein posak rabbi nishmul. Da filo mat nishchiv merabbi mikzas. Da boi kinyin koinim imenu b'shabes. Mat nishchiv merabbi mikzas means as follows. Is that halocha? That we said that divrei shchivim akersubim and mesurim domim, that you don't need a maisa kinyan, that's dafke if the shchivra atake holds he's going to die. So when do you know that he holds he's going to die? He's mechala kol nechosav. So we see a halchein by a begain from the world. If a person is only mechala kachelik from the chosav, so by says he doesn't really think that he's going to die. So memela then you need a kinyan. That's a matne shchiv rabbe mitzis. So the Rabbi Nishmuel said, a matne shchiv rabbe mitzis, that you do need a kinyan is mutter b'shabes, also the same thing. The shloi titre of daitai. That even though we see it's not makne, machnes mise, abo shloi titre of daitai, geht ondo. Zogt the Mishne weiter. Bal abayis shohoyo shutof lishchenov. So the Rishash's Pshat, he says, the Mishnah means as follows. You had three Balabatim living in a chotzer. And this middle Balabos, you have Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. Reuben is the middle one. Reuben bought a barrel of wine together with Shimon. Reuben bought another barrel of wine together with Levi. Balabayis shohoyo shutof lishchenov. He was a shutif with his two shchenim. He possessed one barrel of wine together with b'shutfis with Shimon, and another barrel of wine b'shutfis with Leib. Lozeboy ziyayin, ulozeboyayin. And these two barrels, we'll see soon, in fact, he's speaking about two barrels, and these barrels of wine that he has b'shutfis are lemaise in his house. Einam tzrichem la'arev. So they don't have to be ma'arev. Because that is b'mokim erev. His two shcheinim have their yayin in his bayis. So it's equivalent to an erev. Lo zeh bo yayin v'lo zeh b'shemen. But what if the story is not that he has two barrels of wine. He has one barrel of wine and one barrel of shemen. Tzrichin la'arev. Then you have to be ma'arev. Then you cannot use these two barrels as an erev. You have to understand the difference. Abshiminoime echod zeve echod ze. That means silo zeba yain, silo zeba shemen. Einon tzrichin la'arev. You don't have to be ma'arev. That is shitis rabshimin. Zogt Rashi, Shoyoshutef im Shchenov, Shebemobui, Lishem Shutfis Balme. It was, Rashi says Bemobui because we're speaking about Yayin like this. You need Pasenach Chotza, Ruvi Chatzaya. Shoyoshutef im Shchenov, Shebemobui, Lishem Shutfis Balme. They were Shutfim, Lishem Shutfis. But like Lishem Shitov, yeah. That means they had both purchased a barrel of wine, b'shutfis, and now the both barrels are in. They was mixed up as in one kli, and now so we have one keli which contains wine of three Shechinim. And it's a one Rishus, so this is equivalent to an Erev. Lozebe Yain or Lozebe Shemin, Ein Ze Shituf Echot, Vein Yochel Ismacholov Shrei Cholok Bishnei Kelim. So Rashi is saying Pshat in the Mishnah, that's a Rav says Pshat, that the difference between Yain v'Shemen and Yain v'Yain is not, there's a difference, it's different, there's Shutvis and different ingredients, Shutvis and the same ingredient. No, the difference is that the Reish is speaking about that since you could be Ma'ariv Yain v'Yain, so we will say it's speaking about it's in one Keli, so Memelus automatically there's Shutvis. And Yayin v'shemen, which you can't be ma'arev, so automatically it's in two kalim. Two kalim, you'll never become shutfim. There won't be a din shtufim b'voi, since it is in two kalim. Omar Rav, so Rav said, ubekli echot, that the Mishnah is speaking about, that the shutvis, he was shutfim take with two different shreinim, but the wine is now mixed up, now it's in one big kalim, so that creates the shittim. Zogt Rashi, shekulon hoyo shutfusam bikli echot. The lemaise, everything was put in one kelim. Avol bishnei kelim like, but if you will have two kelim, so it's no good. Avol gav the omri beisilu, the perek mishe tziyu eruv hanosan bishnei kelim kosher. That you could make an Erev, even though it's, as long as it's in one house, even though it's to Kalim, it's kosher. Ha, some hudami korel shem Erev govu l'malyu l'mona v'yata. They're speaking about that the contents that you're using for the Erev, it was nigve l'chatchil l'shem Erev. And we didn't have enough place in one Kali, so we put it in two Kali. But here, since there was no bazundere kavona l'shem shituv, so in order to create a shituv b'tli echod, ein bebeis kelim lo. So that's in Rav. Omar Rav ubekli echod. Yayin b'yayin, when is it good that al kaponim they put everything in one kelim? Omar Rav deike nami. I'll bring you right. Diktoni lozebe yayin ulozebe shemen. Tzrichin la'arev. If this one is, he was a shooter for this one in yayin, this one in shemen, tzrichin la'arev. Yamrit bishloim areishe bikli echot v'seifo b'shnei kelim. If you will say that the difference between the reish and the seif is the reish is speaking about the mixed up the wine in one barrel. The Seif is speaking about that it is not mixed up, it's two kelim. So now we understand the difference between the Reish and the Seif. El yamat Reish b'shnei kelim v'seifa b'shnei kelim. But if you'll tell me that the Reish is also speaking about shnei kelim, that is the Ritva, so if it's shnei kelim, so what is mitzarev or the shreinim together? Is al kochach taime di doch mishum de emtsoi mechabro. So since, that means, since both of these kelim are in my house, so I'm mechaber the two shcheinim, ki ilu nishtatzum shloshtum b'yachot. So since it's in my house, I'm mechaber the two shcheinim. So the kivin de chayna filo b'yayin v'shem and neime de emtsoi mechabron. So what's the difference? What's in the kelim? If we're considered one big happy family because we're all lying in my house, and I'm a shutuf with both of you, so that's mechaber, the two shcheinim. So what's the difference if it's yayin or shemen? Ma'ali yayin v'yayin, ma'ali yayin v'shemen. Al kochoch dach medach lernim shat nitazay. The Tereish is speaking about it, it's all in one keli. So one keli, there's a tzir of keli. Ma'ashayin ken the Seif is speaking about yayin v'shemen. They're speaking about it can't be in one keli. You can't mix them up. So it's two kelim, there's no tzir. Omalei abaye. No, could be taki yayin v'yayin is also two kelim. No, yayin v'yayin roi li arif. Yayin v'yayin. Since you could put it in one keli, theoretically it's possible to mix up in one keli. So memele, so you say kol aroy lebilem bilem akemis by zukteritve. So memele, so I say could be two kelim. It's not raya terav. could be two kelim are also good. Could be two kelim are also good. But why are two kelim good only if it's roile bil, if it's roile arev? Aber yain v'shemen, that's not roile arev. So mamela then two kelim are no good. Amle abay yain v'yain roile arev. Yain v'shemen ain roile arev. Zogt Tosfos. Yamrit b'shloime reishe b'kli echot. So then we understand the difference between Yayin v'shemen and Yayin v'yayin. So Tosfos had a kasha. So if the reish is speaking about a kli echot, so why did he say the sefer b'yayin v'shemen? Say Yayin v'yayin. So Tosfos v'hu adin Yayin v'yayin b'beis kelim won't be good. Avu'ulche de milsen noket. Normally, tak, if you shoot from a yayin, you put it in one kele. And in the Yayin v'shem, you put it in two kele. So memele, diba b'hoive. That it's speaking about stay kalem. The stam yain v'shem and bebeis kalem. Tektach toisvis afal gav de shoru beisila bepeik mishe tziyu eiruv hanosan b'shnei kalem kemal yilomone v'yater. Rashi's kasha. So toisvis Rashi's terz. Hani mili ki govu l'shem eiruv the perish bekuntres. Apal hochet dolav l'shem shituf. Since the whole shituf was not brought about l'shem shituf, so memela here you need a bigger chibur of kliach. Now Abaye was matzche rav. The Ritva says not sure he holds the halacha differently, but Al Kaponi wants to say it's no raya from the Mishnah. So what did Abaye want to say? Abaye wanted to say could be no yain v'yayin. Yain v'yayin is good afilu b'shnei kelim. Yain v'yayin is good afilu b'shnei kelim. And the yain, it's roi lebile. Yain v'shemen. Yain v'shemen, since it's not roi lebile, so shnei kelim is no good. Fragt the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, he asks a kasha. So L'chaira, he says, what did Abaye say? Abaye is saying that two kelim are also good. Frekt, the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, how could Abaye say two kelim are good? Beisilu, that said that two kelim are good, so Rashi brought down and Tosfos brought down, when are two kelim good? Only if a yata, if they filled up one keli, there wasn't enough place. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says that Abaye held a punfaker to svore. He says over there that they were goive the l'shem erev. So memela, so if they goive l'shem erev, why do you put it in two separate kelim? You're putting it in two separate kelim. So he says your actions are showing that it's kechaylik eruvoy, shenire shesoyser ha'erev, she'osok shechaylik achshav. Over there, that if you don't have a legitimate reason to put into kelim, so what's like to don't zwei kelim? Is right in the mishnah nicht. That's pshat. That you're over here and you're over here. So your whole action shows you don't want to be moved. If you don't want to be Murev, I can tell you. Unless you want to be Murev, but you don't have a big Kaili, so then it's something else. But over here, that we're in two Kalim, is not a Mishnachnit. So I said, basically, come on, I was a shooter with him. So there was a sale, and I went with him, and I bought this type of wine, this wine, and then with the other one, I bought another barrel of wine. So that, but it's two Kalim, doesn't show that there's a period between the two Shechinim. So fakert, the not l'shem eruv, is fakert, Abaye held, that's a maila. Yayin v'shemen ein roi la'aret. Yayin v'shemen ein roi la'aret. So Tosfos, af al gav, t'chol ho'oichen mitstarfen l'mozein b'yisudes la'aret. Ay, prektach Tosfos la'alochet, that you don't need one mean. Ein roi la'aretz. Hava gav de chaloichem et stafel amosim beisudas leire, vuhu adin mashken. So tachtoisves, hainuk sheni shtatfu l'shem erev. Verkehrt, so tachtoisves is, if it was nishtatfu l'shem erev, He says, here Abai is also moided that there's a mile of nishtatzel l'shem erev. That means if it's nishtatzel l'shem erev, she doesn't have to be roi la'aret. But if it wasn't nishtatzel l'shem erev, akaponim need the chibur of roi la'aret, of roi la'bila. The Taisus HaRosh wants to say, oichlen ru'uyin la'aret. Because she can put it together in one keli. Ki hu dover yovesh v'yochel afrishon. So that's called yochel la'are. Kol oichlem. You can put everything in the keli and then you can take it out again. But mine mashkin ein niruyin la'are. So he wants to make a chilik between oichlen and mashkin. And ein nechanami mashkin is taka ein mitstaf. And that's what the Taisus HaRosh wants to say. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Rab Shimon Noima. Echad ze ve echad ze ein tzrichen la'aret. So what did we hear? L'chayra the Tanakama said that if it was yayin l'zebi yayin l'zebi shemen tzrichen la'aret. Rab Shimon says echad ze ve echad ze l'chayra filu yayin v'shemen ein tzrichen la'aret. You don't have to be ma'aret. Frag the Gemara b'afilu l'zebi yayin l'zebi shemen. How could it be? And the Gemara held this svara is zicher a svara amitis, and no one could be chaylik on this svara. That if you have two kalim and you can't be ma'arev, so for zicher alone, it zicher won't become an erev. Oma rabbe hoche b'mayeskinen b'chotzer shebein shnei mevois. We are speaking about a different story in Ganson. We are speaking about a case that there is one chotzer, and the chotzer is between two mevois. The Perish Chai is a picture over here. You can see the case of a chotzer bein beis mevois. There's one chotzer, and then on one side there's a mevoi, and the other side is a mevoi. And this chotzer uses both mevois, and he wants to be mishtatev with both mevois. V'rab Shimon letaimei, the Omar Rab Shimon, it's not Omar Rab Shimon. Lemo adovo doime l'shori l'sholish chatzeres ha'psuches zu lezu u'psuches l'shus haram irvu shtayim achitzoynim ima emtzois himu teres imoem. So if you had three chatzeres and the two outer ones were ma'arev with the emtzoi, so the aloch is as follows. He muteres imohem, so the emtzoi is muter with the two chitzoinis, vein mutores imo, and there muter with the emtzoi, ushtaim achitzoinis asureis zu imzu. Zogt Rashi, afilu lo zebe yayin lo zebe shemet bitmi, o loichozi le aruve, you can't mix them together. So how could Rab Shimon hold afilu be zebe yayin zebe shem? And for the Gemara, we're speaking about a different case in Ganson. Shebein beiz mevois. V'loi b'shitov the movi echot kom. We're not speaking about what we're speaking about till now. You had three chatzeres and a movi. You want to be mishtatev the bnei chatzeres to become one. Then if you want to be mishtatev, you have to have it to be in one keli or a kaponim roi laret. Yeah. No, but speaking about two mevois, v'loy b'shit of the movi echad koma, alim zeh nishtat v'biyayim, v'im zeh v'shemen, v'shnei eire b'nei. This middle chotzer wants to have a shit of with each separate movi. And he's making a shit of with each separate movi. This is with the movi on the right, he has a chavis of yayim, and he shoots for mutem, and the movi on the left, he has a chavis of shemen. Rab Shimon letaimei, the oma chotzer achas yechilu la'arev beis erev and in beis mevois. It could make two erev to mevois. Rafal pish leishit for beis and mevois yachad. Even though the two outer mevois are not mishutofes, hachinami. Rafal pish eina shitif mechu beyachad, v'loihut ra mevois zeim zeh. And you're not allowed to take from one movie to the other. He muteres im shneiem. Like as rin idul ma'os. What is the chiddush of Rab Shimon? Sigus the chum ma'chaylik. Like as rin on dul ma'os ilafu ki keilum sheshof si b'movi zeh le movi zeh derech hot sezuk. So this is really a dangerous matzev. Because you have the keilum of each of the outer mevois in the middle chotzo. So there'd be a svara to say that we should be geyser, that it might go from one movie to the other movie, and that is like awesome. So we're not geyser. That's a svara of Rav Shim. Lemo hadovo doime. This is the lashon of Rav Shim. Peg mishi tziyu. L'rabonon demas nisin. So now, so that's pshat in Rav Shim. So now Rashi had a kasha, so what's pshat in the Rabonon? L'rabonon demas nisin. Zut Rashi yazoi. Im nishtat fo biyayin ubekli echot. So Rashi is going now, let's say according to Rav. According to Rav, leze biyayin means kli echot. Leze biyayin leze b'shemen means shnei kele. So the chachomim are choylik on Rav Shimon. Why the chachomim choylik? Because the chachomim hold that the choylik on Rav Shimon, they hold in a case where one chotzer would be mishata for two mevois, it's taka also. Because since the two outer mevois are not permitted to be metalta from one to the other, where geyser, maybe they'll take the kalim that was shofsu in one movie and they'll end up in the other movie, derech ha-chotzer emtsoi. So the chachamim hold it is also. So when is it also if you have two kalim? Because two kalim can be mishatif, both mevois. But if it would be yayin b'yayin, what is the taich yayin b'yayin? Yayin b'yayin means it's in one kalim. So you know it'll be then. So if it'll be in one kalim, then the two mevois will also become mishutif one with the other. So then it'll be mutter. That's what Rashi says. That's according to Rav, according to Abaye. So Yayin v'Yayin could be two kelim, but it's roi la'arev, and Yayin v'Shemen is two kelim, v'ayin roi la'arev. So you also have the same cheshbon. So now let us come to Rashi. So Rashi has it. Rav Shimon is speaking about Yayin v'Shemen that's not roi la'arev. And through the shittuf, only the two adam of voice, the two adam of voice become meshutuf to the chotzer mtsoi. But they not become meshutuf to each other. Baval Pikain, according to Rav Shimon, it is mutan the one geyser you'll take from one movie to the other movie. And that the chachomim achoylik. Ula rabonim demas nisen. But im nishtatfu biyayin, ubikli echot, in this case, havelu beizam avoyz k'mishin ishtatfu yachat. V'shapir domi. Then it'll take be good. Havelu zebe yayin lo zebe shemin. Detrei eiruvinin. In such a case, the two eiruvin. Aber kivin de beizam avoyz asurim zeim ze. Inami asurim. Mohem ishneim asurim. Ima k'duktoni peg mishitshu. Fakert. And they were geyser. So if they were geyser, so everything is also. So that is pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, in all cases, the Chachamim will only matter yayin b'yayin, and afilu in the case of Rab Shimon, and Rab Shimon by shnei mevois was matter afilu b'yayin v'shemen, but the Chachamim achaylik on that. Amalei Abayet, Abayet gefrekt, mi domi, how could you say, our Mishnah is speaking about? One chotzer and two mevois, and the two outer mevois are also zebezem. Midomi, how can you tell to the Mishnah of Chatzeres? Hosem, toni, shtayim, chitzoynis, asuris. That says, klo, the two chitzoynis, asur, zebezem. Horik, toni, ain't zrichin, la'arev, klal, dovais, tochois, whatever the case is in the Mishnah, you don't need anything. And for the Gemara, my ain't zrichin, la'arev, shcheine, badi, balabayis. That's what the Mishnah means. The two outer shcheinim don't have to be ma'arev with the balabayis emtsoi. Our shcheinim ba'adi yadodi tzrichim darav. Ein l'chanami, the shcheinim together, for each one, they do have to be ma'arev. Zog trashi. Shcheinim ba'adi yadodi im roitzim neimo v'izeh lishtames v'zeh tzrichim la'arev v'los es kulam pas v'chotzer. Zu, drishash zu perashti. This is how I learned pshat. So according to Rashi, that means Rab Shimon is going on the Tanakama. That means the Tanakama that said Zebiyain by Shtema voice will also be good because Zebiyain Zebiyain is one big shittuf. The Easter Mefarshi, that the Masnisin Mili Mili Ktoni. That means the Rashi is talking about how to be mishatef the b'nei chatzeres in one movui. And Rav Shimon is talking about something else. So it is not a hemshech. But Rav Shimon lava mil sayu koi. דאילו רבונם בחוצר שבין בייז מבויס, אפילו זה ביין וזה ביין לוי. תתפקר פי שתי מבויס, nothing will help. ורישן נראה בעיניי. זאת תויסוס. בחוצר שבין בייז מבויס. לוי בוי לוק מסווי, דגמור עושה נאו, ספיק מבחוצר שבין בייז מבויס. לוי בוי לוק מבגימול חצרס ממש כאידוך משנדת, רמשים מספיק מבטוי חצרס. ברובי חצרס בוי פס, בין לרמי, בין לרבון, ולכמה בסומך. אין רואי צלעמיד מסניסן כמאדומה ביין, הפולג הרמי ורבון, סבאס ודים עושה, ספיק מבר שטופי מבויס. רמשימן לטיימי, ולוי גוזר. רב שייסס דמוקי לא לאל בפרק מי שהציעו רב שייסס זה צזיין למחלוקת רב שמעון וחכמים שנוסנו שתיים החיצוינס עירובים באמצויס ובבייס בתם that's so there they put in base bottom so they didn't become urif together the two outer chatzeres and then the yeah is hoche afilo babayis echod ובשני כלים כבייס בתם דומי, כי אם לא עובד לשם שיתף. Since I didn't make לשם שיתף. ואויד, let us see the God סבך, ואויד, the ממון נפשך, כלומר, אפילו היא עובד לשם שיתף. אפילו they did make לשם שיתף, לנפק לא מידי, the ממון נפשך תוויו בחוצה קיימה, both of them are standing in the חוצה. The shituf em voice bechotzer echad choshev kebayis echad the daf kebelu vechetzer shu bebayis bechotzer ike lechalek ben bayis echad lishnei bote abol hoche leke lechalek